Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, Paul writes in Hebrews 4, 12, and 13, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder," now notice, "of the soul and the spirit, and of the joints and the marrow." Wow. "And as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Wow. Verse 13, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things," now when the Bible says all, it means all things "are naked and open to the eyes of him in whom we have to do." You know, my friend, perhaps the greatest need among God's children today is the need to spiritually discern soul from spirit. Indeed, the greatest need is to discern our soul from his spirit. But this is never going to be possible for any of us unless we see and know Jesus Christ, who dwells in us by that same Spirit of God. Thus, this great need is only satisfied only if we know Jesus Christ. Wow. It is impossible as a Christian to know what is in our soul versus what is of Christ in our spirit unless we see and know Christ. Other words, there's no standard, there's no understanding, there is no revelation. If we try to sort these things out without a true knowledge of Jesus Christ, we will essentially be using our soul to discern our soul. Let me say that again. If we try to sort these things out without a true understanding of Jesus Christ, we will essentially be using soul, our soul, to discern our soul. And you cannot discern soul from the spirit by reading self-help books or, you know, following the 1-2-3-4-step programs. And you just cannot do so by merely applying Bible verses that a lot of people say, oh no. Although that would be a good start to bring the Bible in there, but rather we discern our soul from the Christ who dwells in us by knowing him. Wow. We discern our soul from the Christ who dwells in us by knowing him. So if we do not know Christ, we will not have the ability to tap into the spiritual realm. Wow. If we do not know Christ, we will not have the ability to tap into the spiritual realm. We will be discerning our soul and the things that our soul can do, thinking all along that we are using our spirit. Wow, this is such a critical point, my friend. Many Christians today think, if I can just hear my favorite praise and worship song, I can get to God. Well, nope. Music never takes us to God. Let me say that again. Music will never ever take us to God. Oh, I know. Now, many pastors and preachers and Bible teachers say it does, but think about it for a moment. They say that the song, the words are anointed, and as you listen to the song or the music, the anointing comes in and, you know, moves you and takes you into the throne room of God. Well, nope. Camel cookies. What happened really is your emotions, which resides in your soul, they engage, and you get all misty-eyed from some experience you had or from some memory. It was not the song or the music, but our emotions and our soul that moved us, and sadly, not to the throne room of God. You know, my big brother John tells the story of how when he first was saved, and the longer he went with the Lord and the closer he was in fellowship with his pastor who led him back to the Lord, all was well with his relationship with God. But if something came between him and his pastor, if aught came in between in that relationship, then my brother felt he could not get to God. Wow. But it was not God who had moved, and it wasn't God who did not want to do anything with my brother. The problem was that it was the relationship was the vehicle to get my brother to God, him with the pastor. And as time went on, my brother grew in God, and he realized he did not need his pastor to get to God. Oh, no. And, you know, he had Christ to get him to God, and that's the way that works. Now, it was a spiritual thing, not discerning by the soul, but birthed by the Spirit of God in him. Let me say that again. It was a spiritual thing, not discerned by the soul, but birthed by the Spirit of God in him. This is essentially is what is being stated in Hebrews 4 and 12. The Word of God, Jesus, who is the living Word of God, must be introduced before there can be a division created between the soul and the spirit in us. This only makes sense, my brother and sister. Before Christ is revealed in us, there is only a consciousness of, well, of us. There is no division or distinction at this point. But once Christ is revealed in us, there is a distinction. Wow, praise God. Now open up your spirit real wide here. His presence in us, God's presence in us, creates the division between our soul and his spirit. Let me say that again. God's presence in us creates this division between our soul and our spirit. Jesus Christ in us, wow, creates when our soul, when we are joined together with Christ in salvation, his presence creates a division between our soul and his spirit. Now notice something else here. This is clearly indicated in Hebrews 4 and 12. Once Christ, who is the living Word of God, becomes alive, that is revealed within us, there remains the soulish realm still within us. Wow. And our spirit is a discerner of the thoughts, our thoughts, and intents, our intents, of the heart, our heart. The presence of God in us does not eradicate the soul or the fleshly realm in us. Let me say that again. The presence of God in us does not eradicate the soul or the fleshly realm of us. Oh no, I wish it did, but if it did, I would believe we would have no free will. Oh no, it remains intact as before. But here's the good news. Well, I always like the good news. Now an entirely new realm is introduced in the form of a person. Wow. And that person is Christ in us, hope of glory. Wow. Christ now lives in us. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, but we have this treasure, who is Jesus Christ, in earthen vessel, and that would be us, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Christ is the treasure in us. We are the earthen vessel, and we are not him, and he is not us. Wow. Let me say that again. Christ is the treasure in us. We are the earthen vessel. We are not him, and he is not us. There is a division between Christ, who dwells in us, and us. And seeing this division between the two, between our soul, wow, between our soul and Christ, is one of the greatest needs, maybe the greatest need today in the body of Christ. Way too many Christians function and operate out from their soul. Let me say that again. Way too many Christians function and operate out from their soul or their flesh, thinking that they are moving in the spirit, but they're not. They are deceived. Not or being willfully deceiving somebody, but error. They're just not taught right, and they do not know. But if they come to see Christ, wow, if they come to see Christ, then they will receive revelation to be able to discern the difference between the soul that's within us and Christ in us, our hope of glory. Amen. More next week as we continue looking at heavenly versus earthly. This has been David Stahl, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week to come. You know, I always say that, but and I truly mean that. But, you know, we can only have a tremendous week to come when we understand the Word of God and we move in that. So many Christians just don't care about understanding the Word of God, and they just live their lives, but that's not what God intends. God wants us to know the difference between our soul and the spirit that lives within us. Amen. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.